Hello.
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 Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Okay, sir, do you or does any member of the household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, and as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not, you know, not at all likely to vote?
Very likely to vote.
Very likely to vote. Okay, and with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and what is your main racial background?
Say again.
What is your main racial background?
White.
Okay. All right, sir, and is your age between 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
All right. Okay. All right, sir, and generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
I think they're probably in the right direction.
Right direction. Okay. All right, sir. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County, you know, focus on most, you know, to help you and your family? Would that be overdevelopment, hurricane and flooding preparation, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion, affordable housing, property insurance costs, taxes and county government spending, protecting the environment, or illegal immigration?
Well, I was going to say inflation until you got to illegal immigration, both of them,
so,
illegal immigration and inflation.
Well, I can only pick one to be the most important to you, sir. Can you pick from them two, can you pick one?
Illegal immigration.
Okay, illegal immigration. All right, sir, now, you now be giving a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country, okay, that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, please indicate that as well, okay? The first one will be Melissa Tomey.
I'm not familiar with her.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Yes.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Joe Biden.
Not so favorable. Can't wait.
So be very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Oh, very, very unfavorable.
Okay, Rick Ramsey.
What's the name?
Rick Ramsey.
I'm not familiar with him.
Not familiar with Rick. Okay, what about Holly Merrill Reichstein?
I'm not familiar.
And Paul Wanderley?
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay, now we... All right, sir, and thinking ahead, okay, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today among, you know, the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would the first one is Melissa Tomey as a Republican candidate, Paul Wanderlick as a Republican candidate, and Holly Merrill Reichstein as a Republican candidate also.
I've got to be honest with you. I'm not familiar with them enough to give you a comment.
Okay. I have no problem, sir. All right, sir, if you had to choose today, okay, which candidate are you, would you lean, you know, towards at this time? Would that be Melissa Tomei, ex-Republican, Paul Wunderlich, Republican also, and Holly Merrill, Rashine?
Melissa.
Okay, Melissa Tomei. Okay. All right. And do you approve or disapprove the job, you know, Holly Merrill Rashine is doing as your county commissioner? Would that be a strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Is she a Republican?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. She's a Republican. All these people are Republican. All these candidates.
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Okay. All right, sir, and all things being, you know, equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? Okay, the first one says a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government.
Yes, the second one.
The second one, okay. All right, sir, and do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
About right, okay. All right, sir, and which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate position on future development in Monroe County, or a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime?
The second one.
The second one. Okay, thank you, sir. And do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing? Would that be strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. As you may know, Monroe County has taken a major infrastructure project to reduce flooding and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopters with which, you know, airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for this project, property taxes will raise about $11 per month for average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first one says, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County, on top of being, you know, a major tourist destination, I understand the needs of slightly increased property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida. The second one says, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes. And while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be, you know, cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better.
Well, let's hold off until it gets better.
Okay, so the second one. All right, sir. We almost pretty much done with this survey. I only have some statements I'm going to read to you before we finish with the survey, okay? If you knew the following statements about Holly Merrill Rashine were true, okay, which each, you know, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holly Merrill Rashine in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one says, Holly Merrill Rashine is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Would that make you much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference to you supporting her?
Someone less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Okay, during these tough times, Holly Merrill Rashine voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her or make no difference?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right, Holly Merrill Rashine is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbyists. Rashine has been a rubber stamp for their agendas that will pave, you know, over every inch of the Keys and harm our quality of life. Would that make you much more or much less or somewhat more likely or no difference?
Somewhat.
Less or more?
Yeah, less likely.
Less likely. All right, sir. Holly Rashine understands that, you know, a healthy environment makes Monroe County economy strong. Rashine has prioritized water quality improvements projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration, and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her or no difference?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more likely. All right, sir, with you know, high housing costs and lack of options for so many, Holly Merrill Rashine supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for her or no difference?
Less likely. Sir, my dinner's getting cold. How much longer is this going to go on?
We only have about like 4 more statements, sir, and I wish you almost be done with this survey, okay?
Yeah, I've got to tell you, I'm in Minnesota right now, and I'm
about 2 minutes. That's all I need. Okay,
that's too long.
Someone less likely, or let me just finish this statement, okay?
Yeah, go fast.
Okay, would that be, after I read that one, with you know, high housing costs and lack of options, so many, Holly Merrill Rashine support efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. Would that make you more or less likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. Holly Merrill Rashine has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents. Rashine has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for businesses and hospitality applications. Would that make you more or less likely?
Less likely. And I don't know who wrote all this stuff up, but these surveys are too daggone long. I mean, gee whiz. Can you knock it off or cut it short?
Yes, two more statements. Sorry, that last one, the last two ones that I have. Okay, Holly Merrill Rashine believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up, you know, to the amount of growth in Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life. Would that make you more or less likely, sir?
More likely.
More likely. Okay, and the last one, say Holly Merrill Rashine is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rashine has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Okay.
Sir. Tell her to keep us safe. Thank you.
Okay. All right, sir. And now taking in account everything you just heard, okay, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Would that be Melissa Tomey, Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, Republican candidate, or Holly Merrill Rashine, Republican candidate?
Melissa.
Melissa, okay. All right, sir, and then would you say you're definitely voting for Melissa or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right, sir, just a few questions for, you know, demographic questions before we finish with the survey. How long have you lived in Monroe County? Would that be 5 years or less, between 6 to 10 years, between 11 to 20 years?
Six to 10 years.
Six to 10. And if you were label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is the last grade or formal education you completed?
College degree.
For a bachelor's degree, right?
Bachelor of Arts, yes.
Okay. All right, sir, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for finishing it up for me. Thank you. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.